Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller from the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Well, let's talk history about Dr. Isaac Hubbard, who practiced in the Lake Chelan area for nearly 30 years and over 50 years all told, as told by Eva Anderson in her Wenatchee World feature articles. This man, who took his medical degree in 1907, practiced for some 50 years and delivered some 2,500 babies, among them two sets of triplets. "I'm inordinately proud of my two sets of triplets," boasts Dr. Hubbard. "I hold the state's record, so far as I know, on that score. Two sets of triplets within 4 months. Few doctors ever get triplets at all. Statistics show only one case of triplets for every 7,500 births. I had to wait 40 years for my first set. I doubt if any other doctor in the area has ever ushered in triplets at all. I was called to Lucerne for the one case. I ordered a plane out of Chelan. The pilot met me at the Manson dock, and I arrived at Lucerne, 40 miles up lake, 23 minutes later. When I got there, the two-roomed cabin on the waterfront was full of neighbor women chattering and giving advice. Quickly, I cleared the cabin, retaining only one woman to assist me. To my surprise, I delivered triplets. The largest weighed 3 3/4 pounds, the smallest 2.5. I had trouble to keep them breathing, so I decided to take them to the Chelan Hospital. All dressed in a fancy bassinet furnished by a neighbor, I carried them down to the plane, a two-seated Piper Cub. I crawled into the back seat and held out my arms for the basket, but it was too wide and the plane door wouldn't shut by a foot. So I had to remove the babes from the basket and tuck them into a plyboard box. A car met me at the dock in Chelan and hurried us to the hospital. Since I'd had no chance to give warning, there were only 3 nurses on the floor when I arrived. "This is priceless livestock," I told them, as I handed each a bundle. Their eyes popped in amazement at what they saw. 2 of these babes were put into incubators, and all were kept in the hospital for 5 weeks. By then, they averaged 5 to 6 pounds apiece. I've often wondered what became of those children. They were hustled away by plane to some institution on the coast. The county judge refused to let the parents have the custody of the triplets due to previous gross negligence. They had failed utterly to provide for 2 other children who were then in Wenatchee under the care of Chelan County. This ends the talk about Dr. Hubbard, who was a very interesting country doctor.